Well, good morning, everybody. I'm thinking today about how beautiful it is that Jesus, so many times in the Bible and in our own lives, invites people to pray. Think about the night before Jesus died in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said to his friends, "Would you pray an hour with me?" Think about the time when Jesus says, "Pray without ceasing," when Jesus says, come away with and pray with me. Today, he gives these three guys an invitation to pray. And he says, "Come up this mountain with me," to Peter, James, and John. And he says, "Come up this mountain for a while and pray." And you realize that Jesus says those same words to us. We often think of, you know, like, oh, I'm searching for God. Like, I've decided I'm going to pray. The reality is, he's searching for us first, you know. And even the desire to pray in our hearts is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I remember when I was in sixth grade, I remember making a promise to God. I was on the top bunk in my bunk bed. And I remember praying that night. Nobody told me to do it. My mom, my dad, my priest, nobody told me. But I made a promise to God that I would pray every night for the rest of my life. And I'm like, where did that come from? Well, of course it came from the Holy Spirit. And now there were some days in college where my prayer was pretty short. Okay. But I've been faithful to it. And the reality is that we have to nurture a prayer life, a personal prayer life with Jesus, where it's more than just me saying my prayers. That's important, don't get me wrong. But we have to nurture a personal relationship with Jesus where we can just sit with God with our eyes closed and be assured of his presence and be able to hand our lives over to him. You know, I got to thinking about why was it that Jesus took these three guys? Why not three different ones? What, like, everything's on purpose for God. And I thought, why did he pick Peter, James, and John? Well, Peter was the first pope. James was the first of the apostles to be martyred. And John was the only apostle not martyred, but also the only one that was with Jesus to the end. And so in a sense, his calling was to share the graces that he received at the cross with Jesus and Mary, with the whole world. So in a way, he was like the first missionary. And here we have these. Now, you and I aren't going to be the first pope. We may probably not be martyrs, but we're not going to be missionaries, the majority of us, but all of us are called to, like the Pope, lead in some way, lead people to God. We're all called to die to ourselves every day and live for others and most importantly for God. And we're all called to be missionaries and take the graces that we receive here to the people in our lives. And so Jesus invites these three men, the first pope, the first of the apostles to be martyred, and the first missionary apostle, to have this profound encounter with him in prayer. And the second reading says, "Stand firm in Christ, and he will raise you up." And if we, like these three, I think he took these three because he knew that their lives were going to be hard. It's not easy to be a martyr. It's not easy to lead a church. It's not easy to take the gospel where it's never been before. And I think Jesus knew that what he was asking of these three guys was really a lot, and that they were going to need a profound encounter with his glory in order to succeed in what they were called to do. And you and I, God asks a lot of us too, doesn't he? He asks a lot, and sometimes it seems like God asks more from us than we could ever give, and it's true. But that's why we open our life to God. We open the door to our lives in prayer. We go up the mountain and open the door of our life to God in a personal prayer life that we nurture every day. And we allow God in to do what only God can do. And that's such an, this personal prayer life of just talking to God like he's your best friend, because he is, and listening to him and just being with him is everything. Listen to this book here. It says that this is what happens in prayer. This is one of my, oh my gosh, Jacques Philippe, Thirsting for Prayer. He says, in prayer, the soul is purified from sin. Charity is nurtured. Faith takes root. Hope is strengthened. The spirit gladdened. In prayer, the soul melts into tenderness. The heart is purified. The truth reveals itself. Temptation is overcome. Sadness is put to flight. In prayer, the senses are renewed. Lukewarmness vanishes. Failing virtue is reinvigorated. The rust of vices is scoured away. And in this exchange, there come forth living sparks, blazing desires of heaven, in which the flame of divine love burns. It is prayer that gives birth to all the renewals, healings, deep and fruitful transformations that we all desperately need. So there's like 20 reasons why we pray and why it's so important to go up the mountain, just like these three, and have an encounter with the glory of God. Because here's the thing. If we don't go up the mountain, we can never make it through the valleys. And Jesus knows that. And so every day he waits. He waits and he waits for us to go to him in prayer, in a personal, conversational style, and to just be with him so that he can work in our lives, and so that he can do all of these things that I just listed. Praise God that we have God in our lives, that we have prayer. Without it, we'd be doomed in a quagmire forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.